Aleichem. Today we're starting the fifth perek in the Dorim Perek HaShutfin. We start with the Mishnah on Mem Hayomad Beis. The Mishnah says HaShutfin Shenodru Hano Zemizeh Asurin Nekonis Lechot. So they're partners in the courtyard. They took a neder that each one is not going to have Hano from the other, so they're not allowed to go into the yard according to the Chachomim, because that means they're getting, if they were going to the yard, they'd be getting Hano from the other person's property. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer Zeh Nichnas L'Toch Sheloi V'Zeh Nichnas L'Toch Sheloi. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is Meikel. He says that each one walks into the yard and we consider that he's walking into his own area. The Ran explains that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, he says that he holds that yesh breira, that it's considered yesh breira, it's considered, it's selected, the part which he walked into, that's his area. So therefore he's not considered that he's having hana from the other person, his the mudah hana. The Gemara later on daf member of Omad Aleph. Omar Rabba Omar Za'eri, not member of one base, machlokas sheyesh bo kadei chaluka. The machlokas is aval ein bo kadei chaluka. If there's not, it's a small chotzer, it's not big enough to split it up. Dibrei hakol muta. The Rosh here on the side, the Rosh says the pshat that because if it's a big enough chotzer, a big enough yard to divide up, so we don't rely on Breira. We say that no, you have to split it up, and you can't rely on Breira. That's why that everyone agrees. That's why Chachamim say that you have to split it up. But if you can't split it up, everyone agrees that you're allowed to go into the chotzer. Amalei Rav Yosef asked Rabbi Akasha Harry Beisa Knesses the Kamisha Ein Bo Kadei Chaluka Domi. A shul is similar to something which you cannot split up. And utnan shnei nesorim adava shel osa ha'ir. Even so, there's a mishnah that's the mishnah of Dachman Ches Amad Aleph, that again the two people who had made an edit have hanor from each other, so they're not. So a person is not allowed to have hana from a public property, and one of the examples is the Beis HaKnesses. The synagogue is a public property; he's not allowed to have hana. So you see that even though it's something which you cannot split up, even so, you're not allowed to have hana. So therefore, Rav Yosef came into a different shat that the machlok is she'ein bo kadei chaluka, that even if there's something you can't split up, the Chachomim say that you're not allowed to have a no, and then Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is meikel. But if it's something which yesh bo kadei chaluka, which you can't split up, then everyone agrees that you're not allowed to have a no, you're not allowed to go into the chotzer. And so therefore the Mishnah on Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph, that's going to be going like Rabbonim. And then the Gemara, the end paskins the halacha of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So the Gemara says that actually in this chotzer, in the Mishnah, that you're allowed to go into each shutuf, each partner is allowed to go into the chotzer. But according to Rav Yosef, that's only when it's a chotzer that can not be big enough to be split up. Okay, now the Rambam here, the Rambam has a very difficult shitta, which a lot of the Rishonim ask on the Rambam, and the Ran on Memches Amud Aleph, Dibro Maschil Velo Dibro, he brings down the fact that the Ramban asked Kasher on the Rambam, because the Rambam, he paskins like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, like the Gemara paskins, but he also paskins that that the Mudah Hanor is not allowed to go into the Beis HaKnesses. So that we say that has to be like the Chachomim. So it's a stir in the Rambam. How can he's passing like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov in one case, and he's passing like the Chachomim and the other in the Mishnah. That's the Ramban asks on the Rambam, Heichem Zaka Shtara LeBeit Trei. How does he give? He's giving the shtar to two people. One time he's passing like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, one time he's passing like the Rabbanon. That's the kasha that they ask on the Rambam. The Tosfos Yontov, he gives a teret on the Rambam that, and it's based on the Rosh that we saw. The Rosh says that, as we saw, that if it's possible to do a chalukah, it's possible to get out of the problem, we don't rely on Breira. So says the Tosfos Yontov, with the shul, with the basic classes, also you have an etzer, there's a way of getting out of having hanor from the beta knesset. What's the way? So that's what the Mishnah says in Mem Ches Omad Aleph. Akosev chelko lenosi. You write, you make a sort of shtar, you write your portion that you have in the beta knesset, you give it over to the president, to the prince. The Gemara says, just after the Mishnah, Memchen Somadarov, Ma Takanosan Yichtavu Chelko Lenosi. The way of getting out of this problem is to give over your part of the shul to the prince, to the president, and that way it's not called yours, so you can, so the other Shutuf can have Hanor from the Beit HaKnesset. So therefore, if we have a way of getting out of it, we don't rely on Breira. That's why the Rambam says that even though normally with a place which hasn't got Kadei Chalukah, it's not possible to split it up, you say that Yesh Breira will make like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, but if there's another way out of it, like giving over your Chalek to the Nossi, then you have to do that. Only problem is, and all the Mefarshim ask this on the Tosfos Yontov, the Taz in Siman Reish Kof Daled, he asked this kasha on this this answer that it doesn't really fit in with Rav Yosef on Mem Hayom and Beis, because Rav Yosef says Rav Yosef compares the Beis HaKnesset to the Chotzer. If there would be a difference, how could be? Rav Yosef is bringing the right that for places Ein Bo Kadei Chalukah, then you have no heter, and he's comparing a chotzer to a Beis HaKnesses. According to the Tosfos Yontov, there's quite a big difference between them. The Beis HaKnesses you have a way out, and the chotzer you don't have something to do with it. So that's the kasha that I ask on the Tosfos Yontov. Now let's we'll see another teretz on the Rambam. This will help us to help us to answer up the Rambam. The Shalmei Nedarim on Mem Ches Omad Aleph, he brings the Beis Meir on Yoredeir on Shulchan Aruch, who also asks this stira in the Rambam, and he says an important principle in the whole sugya, and he starts off with another kasha that the Rishonim ask. The Rishonim ask from the Gemara that the Gemara here paskens like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that we say Yesh Breira. The problem is that there's a Gemara in Beitza that says that we only rely on Breira in the Durabonim. Here we're talking about Nedarim. Nedarim should be an Osir in the Torah. So how come the Gemara can paskin here, like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, we don't rely on Breira in the Din D'oraisa?
so?
The answer to this can be understood on the... If you look on Daf Lamed Beis on the base, we have a sugra over there that Rabbi Elazar holds a fil vita osa b'mudah hano. Vitor things, the Ran explains that things that usually people are mochel, people don't, are not makpid, they don't mind that their friend has hano. If we're talking about a neder, then Rabbi Elazar is machmir, who says that even vitor is osa. The Ran says, it's at the beginning of Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, and in fact, so we have a machlokas. We have the Chachomim say that vitor is muta, and the Rabbi Elazar says that vitor is osa. The Ran at the top of Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph says, Rabbonon, they hold kol hecha delo osa olav elahan osoi ki hai gablan lo mikri hano. It's just, and we're talking about actually drisus harekel. We're talking about just going into the chotzer, not actually doing anything. Then just walking through a chotzer, and somebody made a neder that you're not allowed to have hano from his chotzer, but the rabbanon say you're allowed to. We pass from like Rabbi Elazar, but the Ran says, what's the svar of rabbanon? He says ki hai gablan lo mikri hano, just to walk through the chotzer, that's not called hano. The kivin the midi log the glog hapti bo inshi enze kori hano enze kori nan. People are not makpid on this, so therefore that's not called hano, just to walk through the chotzer. That's not something that people make a big fuss of. They're not worried about that. The Maharatz Chayes there on Lamed Gimel, he brings down the Tori Evan, and he asks a very strong question. The Tori Evan in Megillah, that he asks like this. What do you mean? What does the Ran mean that if people are not makpid, people don't care about it, that's not called hano? We never have such a... If something is also b'hano, it never depends on what people think about it, what people care about it. For instance, he says, if we have a tree of avodah zara, an asherah, so you're not allowed to walk under the shade of the tree. Because you're having hanor from the avodah zara. But people somebody owns a tree, they're not going to scream at you, why did you walk under my tree, in the shade of my tree? You see from there that it doesn't depend on what people are makpid on. But it brings ask another question, the Tori Evan. In the basically we have a gemara in Psochim, I think, that you're not allowed to sit in the shade of the Beis HaMikdash, because the Beis HaMikdash you're not allowed to have hanor from, and sitting in the shade in the sun on a sunny day, that's called hanor from the Beis HaMikdash. Ask the Tori Evan, well, nobody would be makpid about you sitting in the shade of their house. So in other words, ask the Tori Evan that an Issa hanor doesn't depend on what people are makpid on. So how come the Ran is saying that just to walk through the yard, the drisus haregel, how can the Ran say that's more to because people, according to Rabbanan, that's more to because people are not makpid? Answer the Tori Evan, no. Nadorim is different. And in Nadorim we have a rule all through the Masech and Nadorim that it depends on Loshim and Ayodim. When somebody said you're not going to have Hanor, he made a neder that you're not going to have Hanor from me, so it all depends on what he thought when he made that neder. For Nadorim, Halahacha Loshim and Ayodim. So when somebody makes a neder, they don't include just drisus harekel, they're just walking through the chotzer. That's the shitter of Rabbanan. But Rabbi Elazar, he holds that Rabbi Elazar is machmir, but Rabbi Elazar says it's also made Rabbanan. And in fact, there's another Ran on Dachmem Ches on the base, at the end of Dachmem Ches on the base, that The Ran says that Rabbi Elazar is machmir. The machmir Rabbi Elazar ben Adorim Tfei, and he says that Rhesus eregel, indinim ominous, just walking through the yard, that's not called gezel. Modahano, he's machmir. Mishum chumru de nadorim, that's what the Ran says, that Rabbi Eliezer makes a chumru in nadorim. But you can see from here that it's only a din de rabbonim. This whole din of Krisus Eregel not being allowed to walk through the chotzer of the Mudah Hanar, even though we pass from that Rabbi Eliezer, but it's only a din de rabbonim. So therefore, says this is actually the Rashba and the Ramban, they say this Terutz, that when the Gemara in Osugi, when the Gemara passes like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, that we can be reliant, we can rely on Breira. That's only because that we're only talking about Issid Rabbanon over here. So it's no steerer to the Gemara and Beitza that we're only relying on Breira in a Issid Rabbanon, because even though we're talking about Nadorim here, but Drisus HaRegel is something, it's a lighter Issa, it's only an Issid Rabbanon, and therefore we'll make a like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Now, so comes in the base mayor on the fact that the Kilas Yaakov, the stifler, also says a similar terutz. Says the base mayor that the Rambam, when the Rambam said that the person who had made Hanar from the property of the city, when the Rambam says he's not allowed to have Hanar from the Beis HaKnesses, he's not talking about walking through, he's talking about sitting there, and that's a Hanar, that's also Minat Torah. The person sits in a shul for a long time. So that's a Hanar D'Oraisa. So that's the way to be Miyashiv, that's the way to fit in the two sugyas. The Gemara Paskin, like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, because he's just talking about Rhesus HaRegel, just talking about walking through the chotzer. And that's the Rambam brings that down. When the Rambam said that a shul is also, even though it's aimed over the chalukah, that's because the Rambam is talking about Hanar D'Oraisa. And then we say for D'Oraisa, Yesh Breira. But we still have it's a bit difficult from the kasha that we asked from Vavon Beis, how come Rav Yosef compares a chotzer to a Beis HaKnesses? That's what the Taz asks on the Tosfos Yom Tov that we mentioned before. So I want to try a teretz like this, try an expression like this. If you look carefully at the Gemara, as it says, Hari Beis HaKnesses, the Kamisha Ein Bo Kedei Chalukah Domi. The Gemara doesn't actually say that the Beis HaKnesses Ein Bo Kedei Chalukah. The Gemara says Kamisha Ein Bo Kedei Chalukah. It's similar to a place which you can't split up. So why does the Gemara say so it's similar, it's not exactly the same. Actually, the Taz and the Korban and the Stanel, they make this deal, and they say a different pshat. But what I want to suggest is that, and this is actually what the, I think this is what the Beis Meir means himself. The Beis Meir says, "Ha Gemara de la Eil, the Madama Beis HaKnesses lechotzer Shufin, who write the Indian the lo namer ba'ein b'dun ba'ein b'dikan lukule amiyesh breira." But the Beis Meir said, "But for sure there is a difference between a shul and mishnah chotzer." So the Beis Meir means, so it means like this: that a shul is similar to a place which hasn't got kadei chalukah. It's not exactly the same, because for sure a shul, we're talking about sitting there for a long time, and that's an issid d'oraisa, and just walking through the chotzer is only issid rabbanan. But at any rate, all we're trying to prove from here is that you can't say that a place that is ein bo kadei chalukah, you can't say that that's always mutter. So that's what the Gemara is saying, that a basic classes and a chotzer is not exactly the same, but at least on this point that they're similar. So that's how Rav Yosef rejects Rava's svara. The okay, so that's the that's how we answered up the Rambam. The Taz in Simen Resh Kof Dalet, it's on the Marimakomis. He asks another question on this answer that the Tosha Jantov gives, that if you can give your chelek to somebody else, then it's like then we don't say Breira. As the Taz, so you could give write over your part of the shul to the president. As the Taz, so why not write it over to somebody else? Why does it have to write it over? Or it says that every case of shutfin. Why in every case of shutfin in the chotzer, why can't the shutuf write over his chelik to the nosi? What's special about the shul? The Rashash, he answers based on the Tosfos here on Daf Memfes on Adalaf. Just before we get onto that, I want to see the Ran, who explains what's special about the Nosi. Ran says, "Lo dibru b'Nosi ala b'hova, she'ein adam somech l'haknas l'adam acha." A person doesn't rely on somebody else to give over a present of his portion. Why not? In the portion in the shul, why not? The mistaf is shema yosrenu olov. He's afraid that if he gives it over to somebody else, he might, it now belongs to the other person, so he might make a neder, he make it also for the first person, he's going to get into, he's going to lose his portion forever and ever. And so the Ran says that's why the minig was that they write it dafka to the Nosi. What's special about the Nosi? She'ein dark alesa hana osal abrius. A Nosi is something, a special person. A Nosi, he's not the sort of person that's going to make a neder to the other people not allowed to have hana from him. Just want to maybe get off the point a little bit. We're trying to explain this concept that the president, he doesn't say that people are not going to have hanor from him. I'd like to compare this to the din of melech, the din of a king. A nosi is actually really just one rank below the king in the halacha. There's a gemara actually in Kedushin that the gemara says in the end that a nosi can be mochel on his kavod if he, there's a machlokes, and the end the gemara says that he can forego his kavod, though a king cannot. He said melech mochel al kvodo ein kvodo mochel, because the Torah says that his fear of the king has to be over the whole people. But at any rate, the nosi is not far off the level of the king. So there's an interest, the Torah's hashkof, or the Torah's idea, what is a king? It may be, it's a little bit surprising, maybe. The Rambam says in Hilchos Malachim, Perek Beis Halacha Vav, that the king has to be, he has to have mercy on the from the smallest person in the kingdom to the greatest person in the kingdom. He has the yochas al kvod koton sheva kaneim. That's the melech. That's what he should. That's what his attitude to the whole people should be. That he has. He takes account. He cares for the kovod, for the honor of even the lowest, the lowliest person in the country, in the kingdom. And there's another Rambam in. And the Rambam says that we know that we have a dinner, such a thing, a dinner, the Malchus, a dinner, that the rule of the law of the king, that's the law that the Torah has to go according to. But the Rambam says that what sort of king are we talking about? It's the king that the people of the country, they agreed to his kingship. They accepted his kingship, and there's a Rashbam in Bava Basra that they have the people who need kibul miratzonam. They accepted his kingship of their own desire, of their own willingness. That's the Torah concept of a king, that he has the people's best interests at mind. Nowadays we don't have very many kings in the world, but you see that at one time, at any rate, there were the Malkei Chesed, the kings of the that did Chesed with their people, and so this is, we see a similar idea in our Ran here, that the Nossi, he's not the sort of person who would expect to, if you give him your part of the shul, he won't suddenly get cross with you and make a neder and say that I'm not letting you have hanah from your part of the shul. Why? Because that's the nature of a according to the Torah's outlook, that's the nature of a ruler, that he has to look for the best interest of the people, and he's above these petty disputes that other people have between themselves. That's the Nossi Ein Dak Olesa Hana Osala Brius. I had another ha'ora here in the Ran. The Ran says that why doesn't a person write his chelik in the shul to somebody else? Because he's afraid that the other person is going to say it's also for you. Why does the Ran say that the person is going to make a neder that you can't have hanor? Why doesn't the Ran say that if you write it over your portion to somebody else, he might take it. He'll run away with it. He'll put it on the legal books, and he'll claim that this belongs to me. In fact, I found in the Kehillas Yaakov, the Stipler actually does say that the person, the Mirsus Shema Yachzik Boba Emes, he's afraid that the person actually will make a chazoka in this. If you give it to him, he'll actually make a chazoka, and you're going to lose your money entirely. But if you look carefully in the Ran doesn't go that far that that's what a person's worried about. It's just a person who's just worried that he gives it over to somebody, he's going to make a neder that, for the time being at any rate, he's not allowed to have hanor from his own chelik. So why is the Ran only worried about that? I wanted to compare this to a halacha which is actually nogea, is going to be very relevant quite soon, in the Shemitah year in Eretz Yisrael. Well, we'll have later on in the year, we'll have the din of Bior, that you have to do Bior on the Shemitah fruit. The Rambam says that, the Rambam holds that Bior means you have to burn it, but we say, we don't pass on like the Rambam, we say that means you have to be mafka the fruit of, it could be the wine or the grape juice of that was reaped in the Shemitah. So you have to do hefka. The Yerushalmi says that the way you do this hefka, it's enough. You put the fruit in Rosh Hashanah, and you get three people, and they could be your friends. You get three friends, and you say, "I'm mafker. You can take this fruit, the grape juice, if you want," and that's enough. So that's obviously. Somebody will prefer to choose his friends, and it's not as afraid that his friends are going to take his fruits, and then he can be chozer, his zocha, he can take it back for himself. So that's what I want to say, that's what the Ran also, if somebody is writing over his portion in the shul, he's got to write it over to somebody, so he's going to choose a friend. So the friend is not so afraid that he's going to actually run away with it entirely. But the friend, maybe, as we see, that people get brogues, people get have a dispute with their friend, and he's going to make a neder that you're not allowed to have hana from this chelik. That's what a person could be even worried about, even with a friend. So that's why the Ran says that he's only worried that his friend's going to make it osa b'hanah. That could be felt in the Ran. And now we'll go down to the Tosfos. Tosfos says, Tosfos actually asks the kasher of the Tazos asks on the Tosfos. The Tosfos says, Dibram Askel v'ha kosiv on them chesom adalav. V'hodil el gabi chotze lo kot mahach the kanta, the chotze shehim yu chedesh mamosh ain't the konal losa social anosi. That this idea of writing out your part to the nosi doesn't go that far. In a private yard, a private area, so even if you write over to the nosi, so the nosi might think, well, he's giving these over his private property, so that means I can do what I like with it. But if you give over your place in the place of Knesset, in a public place, then that's when you say that you can rely on the president, that he's not going to make problems for you. And that's what the Tosha says. Aval hanosi eino rogel lahadir or lahak b'dal Yisrael. That you wouldn't expect that he's a person. He's again removed. He's sort of somebody on a higher sort of status. Highest status, that he's removed from all these arguments between people, so that's a safe way of getting rid of your chelik in the shul, so that it shouldn't be an issa hanor with the neder. That's the way that the Rashash answers up the question of the Taz. So what actually comes out, we said before that the base mayor says that according to the Rambam, is machmir with a shul, that you're not allowed to even though it's Einbok Dechaluka, but you're not allowed to have hanor from the shul. The Beis Meir says that's only because you're actually sitting in the shul. So it actually comes out a nafkmina lehalocha that according to the Rambam, even if it's the shul, then somebody's mudah hanor, but you could walk through. There's no problem just walking through. The only problem would be sitting there and having a proper hanor, sitting there for a while. That would be a hanah that's also a derisive, but just drisus aregel, it will come out now that the Rambam agrees that that's mutter. That's always mutter. The Shalmei Nedarim at the end, we'll just get more towards the end of the shiur now. The Shalmei Nedarim at the end mentions another Teretz, and he says a Sfora that in Bebeis HaKnesses Kapti HaAdadi. Seems to be another Sfora that people are more makpid in the shul, in a public place, that if they're having an argument with somebody, that they shouldn't, that this other person shouldn't be able to have hanar from them. And there's an interesting halacha which is similar to this, that the Shulchan Aruch brings in Aruch Chaim Sim Kuf Nun Gimel Sif Tes Zayin. If somebody lent their house to the community as a shul, somebody lent their house and then they have a machlokas with one of the people in the community. So there's a chayrim of Rabbeinu Gershom that he's not allowed to make a neder just on one person. Just to say that just one person can't go into that shul and the rest of the kehillah can, just one person he singles out. His brogues with him. he wants to make a neder, says Rabbeinu Gershom, you can't do that. And there's a very interesting Mishnah Bura, Sivkon Peches, and he says, why can't you do that? So he says it's similar to, it brings out this, it's similar to Gittin Daf Nun Zayin. Dachai Shinan, the Vizjona Dahu Gavra. I think it must be, I think you have to say it's, I mean, it's Gittin Daf Nun Vov. And that's the famous story with cancer about cancer. And you see from the Mishnah Berurah what a terrible potential all these fights and all these nedarim that people having kapedas on other people. He compares it where he invited cancer and accidentally brought Bar cancer, and Bar cancer was his enemy, and in the end he threw him out of the house, and then he went to the Romans, and he we all know the end of the story. That's how the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. So says the Mishnah Berurah, that's the same idea that with if a person to single say everyone in the community can come into the shul apart from one person, so that could have a terrible effect. That's the you see that the dangers that of that that Nadorim can make. And so that's what we see, that we see actually in quite a few places in the Masechta. That's one of the things I think we can learn from Masechta's Nedarim, that it's not good to get into fights with people and to make Nedarim and get in the Havkpeda. But the Gemara says on that Kof Beis on the Dalet that Omer Shmuel, even though he's Mekayim is Neder, he's called a Rosha. And so the way the Torah wants is that on Daf Tesom of Aleph, Rabbi Dasanya Tova Shalot Tidor Tov Mizah She'ain Neder Kol Ikar Divrei Umay. The best thing is not to make a neder at all, and then you won't have all the problems with the fights in the shul and all the problems with the Beis Hamikdash.